Hey, Mr. Bobby.
Hey.
Hey. How you doing?
Apple Podcasts. Google
Podcasts.
Others.
Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and pending listing platforms.
That's where you can find the Thumbs Up Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Today we're talking about
conspiracy theories.
Is it a conspiracy theory if I'm very much aware that it's a thing I know?
It could be fact.
It could be fact. But the first one is one of the most famous ones. You wanted to tell me, you want to know about the truth of the death of the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
John.
Who's the president? You remember him?
What was his middle name?
I don't know. Who
John,
cares?
John. Fitzgerald. John fucked Kennedy.
But some people. So basically, I ain't going to bounce around with it. I ain't going to be like, this is my thought. Pretty well considered, pretty well understood nowadays. A lot of conspiracy theorists who want to make it more than it is will say like, nah, this ain't what it is. But it is seem to be what it do ams. That basically, there was an assassination attempt, and I do believe it actually did. It struck him. There's allegedly a magic bullet.
A magic bullet?
Supposedly a bullet that was an impossible shot. Seems like he was shot from behind or somewhere. Anyway, he was surrounded by, he was at a, on a car thingy. He was sitting on the top of the car. It was a open air, and there was a bunch of security guards around him, you know, Secret Service people. They heard fire, shots, boo. And I guess one of them fell back. What he did was he had his gun in his hand, not aiming very well, apparently shot the president in the head. Now, this was covered up because there was, in fact, an assassination attempt that needed to be investigated. And this was a sort of, and it was an accident. It was just a general fuck up. There's nothing to be gained, allegedly, by prosecuting this man. There's supposedly photographic evidence of it, but it was, there was evidence that there's some footage that's never been released of the motorcade. And it was sort of, there's a whole story about like it was confiscated by the government from this lady, and they're like, oh, it showed who killed Kennedy. And it, they believe that it does. It, they believe that it shows that it was an accident. That's where that ends. Boom. That happened. Accidents happen.
I've heard of this theory. It's called like the impossible shot theory or something like that, right?
I don't know. We'll go about it. What do you say? Tell me them words.
I can understand it and I could believe it, but I just don't know if it's
what it is.
Do you think that's what it is? Do you believe it?
Whoa, believe what?
That
a possible shot, or that it was like an accident?
That it was an accident, and that the actual assassin wasn't the one that killed him?
Yeah, I don't believe that he was the one that killed him. He did shoot him. He was trying to kill him, but it just happened that not his bodyguard killed him.
It's supposed to be trained. I thought they were the best of the best.
That's what they are. It's like the CIA. They tell people that they know they're a lot better at their jobs than they are. I mean, think about it. The Secret Service was watching. They've let a lot of bad things happen to the presidents. It's actually, from what I understand, it's like it's more of like a supposed to be a chill job, because shit like that never is really supposed to happen. But I've heard a lot of bad things from people who've been around Secret Service. Like politicians say they just think they're real lazy.
Really?
They said they're pretty good. The ones who are assigned to the president, it seems to be a chill job. But there are Secret Service who do things with counterfeiting and other, basically like the guarding the president is, while it's like a response, like it seems like it'd be a great honor, it's more like, all right, you're an idiot, go stand over here while we do real things like protect the fucking currency of the greatest nation on the planet. That's where the best agents go.
That's true.
To go like look at, because that's one of their duties is to make sure that there's not counterfeiting going on.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're good at that. There is top-notch security, but they're not going to watch the president. It's like, watch yours, you're replaceable.
I mean, it's like a,
there's a vice president for a reason. His job is to take over when you're dead.
Who was the vice president of John F. Kennedy?
I don't know.
He took over, right? Afterwards?
Yeah. It's the law. I don't remember. I don't care.
That's scary, dude.
What?
Assassinations.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you never know. You know what's scary? If you're in Mexico, how they assassinate you. There's all this footage of people just walking up behind other people, pulling out a gun, shooting them in the back of the head.
All right, Bobby. I got to say something. So I've been watching a lot of videos on the Mandela effect.
Oh my god.
And do you believe?
So about it. What's the tell? No, Mandela effect is referring to the president of the post-apartheid South Africa, Nelson Mandela.
Yes.
And it started with a bunch of people thought he died back in the day. Turned out he didn't die. Yeah. Instead of just being, oh man, I'm wrong, they're like, nah, alternate realities.
Well, I mean, it's crazy because some people thought that they've seen like news of saying that he died and stuff like that, and people vividly remember that.
Yeah, people remember God too. Doesn't mean he exists.
Wow.
But if you do, I'm totally joking around, Jeebus.
I like how it's so easy for you to believe the John F. Kennedy one and other ones, but when it comes to like actual, you know, real effects.
You mean like what, the supernatural as opposed to accidents fucking happen?
I believe.
That Nelson's Mandela. You believe that people, that he died?
I don't believe that one. I do believe, because, okay, I've never said this on, I've told you this before, of my encounter with the whole Nelson Mandela effect.
Tell me about it.
So, of course, the biggest one is the whole Berenstein.
Now, I can't really jump on this one. I've heard about it, but it's like, I'm dyslexic. This don't affect me. I'm immune to alternate realities.
So it's A and then there's E. So Berenstein with an A or Berenstein with an E. So some people remember it differently. Some people, and I always remember with an A, right?
I don't know what you remember it as.
And so I remembered it Berenstein. And then I remember I saw that I was wrong. And I was like, oh, it's with an E. Like I in my head, I was like, well, I guess I've been wrong.
Yeah, that's probably what was happening.
But then now I'm right because it's with an A. Which is kind of crazy because it happened twice then that I switched over dimensions.
That would explain a lot.
That would explain a lot, Bobby.
I'm not saying that this doesn't happen. I'm saying it's dumb. But I've had a serious effects like this too. I won't go into them now because they're too interesting. I want you to know about two of experiences more than you have and better.
Really?
Yep.
Well, the same.
We're the best. What I was saying too was, and you didn't believe me, that the little spinny things outside of barbershops supposed to be red and white. And you clearly recall, and I believe most people will too, a blue stripe in there as well.
Is it just like the whole like red, white, and blue from like the flag and stuff? Maybe that just...
Yeah, and also I think some people make them like that.
Oh, okay.
But it's mostly not. It does happen. It's
supposed to be like that.
Yeah, it's like what is it? It's like having a special flavor of a type of soda that's just regional.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, I remember. There used to be a Whataburger there. It's
they
like
spell out doctor in Dr. Pepper.
D-O-C-T-O-R-E.
Doctory.
I don't fucking know.
And then there's other ones like the Thinker. The Thinker pose.
This famous statue by Leonardo da Vinci's.
Yeah.
In which man is thinking and he's sitting down like he's squatting. He's got his hand under his face while it looks like he thinks.
So he has his hand open palmed. Under his chin.
Yeah, with the back part. Like, basically, like a prissy little girl with her hand under his there. And it looks super...
They should have just called it the prissy little girl thing.
Yeah, they should have. And everybody remembers it as a fist.
Yeah, they remember it as a fist towards his head, towards his forehead. And there's actual pictures of people mimicking the statue, putting their fist to their forehead, whenever that's not the pose at all.
I think that came from a Looney Tunes cartoon that one guy misremembered it, put it on the Looney Tunes cartoon, and everybody else is like, this is what it is.
You think?
I don't know. I don't care.
I do think there's something. Well, man, I don't know, man, because I want to think that there's something, but I just feel like there's a lot that we just don't understand.
There is. A lot that we don't understand, man. A lot that we don't know. You can't ever trust anything.
Especially the
how do colorblind people know that they were colorblind before they had the name for certain colors? And by that I mean, pink used to just be light red. There, it was not considered a distinct color. In parts of Japan, they do not distinguish between green and blue. Really? Like you can see blue lights that are would represent where the green would go. It's like red, yellow, blue. And in the same country, they also have red, yellow, green.
Like one of the biggest things is that I always thought is like...
Are you reading this? Like, they just don't have colors. They're just not there. There's even like, what is it? And they've seen people who like are from countries with less color, like from Africa. They have the ability to tell the difference between more color, more shades of green than we can see.
Really?
Now we can see them. They're just like their brain picks it up quicker. But if you pick a bunch of different colors, they'll see them as big blocks because they can't pick out the shades. So my thought is, it's just like, I mean, think about it. There's all these shades that you can totally see, but you're not because you're not used to them. Our brains are literally functioning. And then even once you can see it, maybe it doesn't have the same name.
I kind of thought, what if your green is different from my green? And that's why a lot of people have different preferences in certain colors.
Yeah.
I feel like that could totally be a possibility.
I think it is.
There's just so much that we don't understand. There's so many things in this universe.
Like before we had names for colors, what about colorblind people? How do they explain what the fuck they're seeing?
They're like,
it just looks different. What are you talking about? Everything looks stupid and lame. They saw black and white TV come along. It's like, this looks like normal. Oh, I wish it was color.
They're what? Like, oh, this is blue. And it's like, no, that's black.
They didn't get racism like,
no,
at all.
No, this is green.
Why don't you
No, that's also black.
Why don't you hate the same people we do? Because most of the people I meet that are assholes are you. What was your point? What was your point? What
I'm not racist. I'm colorblind. I want that as a shirt.
Oh.
I'm not racist. I'm colorblind.
It should be a clear shirt just to be weird and special.
Is there a certain like a way that only colorblind people can see?
Apparently, what do you mean?
Like a certain way to do a certain color that... normal color.
No,
people
that's not how it works.
They're the ones. I want them to be cool.
They're not. There's straight up. No, there's straight up shirts though, because there's tests they are for colorblind people, where they have dots, like just a bunch of different circles, and they're all different colors, and you can see the letter. They have letters in them
or numbers.
Like,
yeah,
letters or numbers. So there'll be like a bunch of circles that take the color red, and they're the shape of the number 3. And the circles around it are green.
Yes.
And if you can't see that color, then that means you're like you're red, green, colorblind, or blah, blah, and they have a bunch of different tests like that. So there's a t-shirt, and you can go look out, and it says something like, fuck the colorblind, and they can't read it.
That's so messed up.
Fucking great. That doesn't offend them. They don't know what the hell's going on. But I will say, apparently, and allegedly, people with true black, white colorblindness have better night vision.
Ooh.
Because they're so used to distinguishing between shades that they like night comes and it's like, ah, yeah, now I'm the king. it was the one-eyed man is this king in the valley of blind, but the man with only one cone in his eye for distinguishing color is king of the night. Because why is everybody leaving?
Are you colorblind?
A little bit in one eye.
A little bit
maybe
in one
two.
Eye?
I have trouble really? I think in one eye, like if I look at the way I found out was walking around a field and I think I had something in my eye and it's like, man, everything just looks like gross and weird and pale. Everything looks sort of yellowish. Whenever I open my other eye, everything sort of looked normal. I closed it, everything looked greener.
Really?
And I have trouble with certain shades. Like I have a very dark blue car and sometimes it looks green to me. Sometimes it looks purple. And sometimes I wonder if maybe it just has a really faded version of that paint that changes shade. It was a used car.
That's interesting.
I'm also tone deaf. You don't find that interesting? Just like, why can't you be cool so we can make music? There's a theory that people who are colorblind are not tone deaf. It could be a type of heart irregularity.
Demons? Oh,
that your rhythm comes from like your heartbeat and theirs is off. Not enough to be unhealthy, but it throws them off of the rhythm of everyone else.
Yeah, because I've definitely seen some people that don't have rhythm.
There you go.
Were like, I've seen some people clap, and they just, like, can't get the hang of it.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting, because, like, to me, you know, clapping is a, like, I can stay on tempo. Mm-hmm. You know, and to, like, you or to Gibi, I feel like you guys could stay on tempo. But then there's just some people that, like, they'll start slowing down, and then they'll speed up. And, like, even if there's a song or a beat, they can't just keep with it. And it's kind of, And it makes me giggle a little bit.
It's something that we need a cure. I feel like it's one of those things that if you could balance, it would be like...
definitely before cancer, right?
Yeah, we're curing cancer already. There's this bunch of types of cancer.
Yeah.
The problem is cancer is kind of becoming one of those terms where they apply to a lot of stuff.
It's just there's so many different types, right? Every case is different.
Well, yeah, that's true. Even if it's like the same, two people have the same type of cancer, their body will respond to it differently.
Yeah. Because that's what I've heard. That's why we haven't found a cure, right? Because you can find a cure for one person, but that doesn't mean it works for other people.
And basically.
Not even a cure. It would just be like...
a treatment.
Yeah, treatment.
Fun fact. Can't get heart cancer.
Really?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
You can get bone cancer. But bone can't get the same cancer? Reason you... Same reason you can't get like tooth or hair cancer.
Because there's...
Basically, it's like whenever you scar your heart... It's like, it's done. That's scarred forever. It comes from cells replicating. Like I think it might exist, but it's like super rare. It comes from like, basically the idea of cancer is like the cells replicate. They start doing it wrong. And the reason it's hard to do test on it or cure it, because every place that it happens has different things affecting it. Causes and whatnot. Now the thing is the heart, basically, because it's like, once it gets damaged, it's damaged.
Yeah.
That so it's like if a cell splits wrong, it's like it's no, that's it. No. you're not gonna get a tumor. It's like, no, that's gone. You're dead now. No.
My heart is scarred.
Like if they found out that there was heart cancer, they'd start researching the hell out of that, because like we needed to learn how to make more hearts. And remember, the research into cancer is also the research into immortality. Biological. No, that's what they say. Look it up. Because it's like, the reason we die is because our cells start dying off.
Uh-huh.
And there's other things behind it, obviously. But basically, one of the things that would cure that is, like, how do we keep our cells from replicating? That's what old age is. Your cells, like, that's why, like, our skin starts getting baggy and wrinkly. Instead of being firm, it's like it's not replicating the right way. It's slowly dying, yeah.
So our bodies are slowly dying.
Kind of, yeah. That's what old age is. But yeah. Cancer, which is, like, cells continually doing that, being semi-immortal... It's like that's the call, the treatment for it.
So it's like our whole body will have a slight cancer?
Well, not really. It would basically just be like whatever is causing it to die, we could fix that mechanism. See, right now the mechanism is like on a timer. The timer will break and it just starts making too much. But if we could time it better just right and reset it right when it's about to start conking out, like nope, time back and keep you fresh and taunt.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Tumor? I feel like there
were we just a big tumor, a big walking tumor.
You know, if you think about it, all biological life is pretty much cancer.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
So why isn't there anything like our skin in anything else in the world? Why is our skin the only thing like this? You know, like flesh. You know what I'm saying?
Want to blow your mind?
Okay.
There's like, lots of things like it.
Why don't plants have... Well, they do have flesh, but it's a type. It's different from our flesh, you know. Like, why didn't they?
Well, here's the thing: it's not really. It depends on the type of plant. There are some plants that feel exactly like human skin, and it's gross and weird. There's types of, especially in the ocean. I think there's a few types of coral that have very fleshy, filling textures, like to our skin. And it all has to do with like the tautness and the cellulose in it. And somebody was pointing out too yesterday that our skin is just very thin compared to other animals.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us a lot more dexterity and a bit of flexibility. There's a reason behind it, because it lets us maneuver more, and it feeds us more information because it's soft and the nerves are closer to the top, so we're taking in a lot more information than other things. That's one of the reasons why
evolution is real, right?
Well, it's not fake, but it may not be what we think, but it probably ams close to it.
What do you think is the next step for human evolution?
Here's the thing, I don't believe in a linear path of like, oh, we're all achieving. Now, there's always the adaption of like, are we still adapting to our environment? Which I do believe we are doing to a small extent. But the big one is that we will choose the next step in our evolution and become machines.
Flying?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, we fly already.
I know milk was just like a recent, right?
Yeah, we started drinking. What do you mean milk? Like drinking it or making it?
Milk.
Yeah, and well, here's the... That's why some people are lactose intolerant, because they don't have proper enzymes in their bellies to process it. And that's actually sort of a similar thing in a bunch of other things with allergens and stuff. It's basically things were not. Now, admittedly, I'm simplifying it. There's a bunch of reasons why people are allergic to certain things, but a lot of it is that we haven't been exposed to it culturally. That's why there's some people. There could be like, was it a whole race of people who can't? I forget. There's like certain races that are more sensitive to, like, celiac disease, which is like gluten allergy, and then some people are more sensitive to lactose, and it's like it's because they're culturally were never exposed to it.
So they just evolved differently?
Yeah, an adaptation would be more a way of putting it. Now, evolution is more like whenever something totally turns into a different thing or loses like a whole limb. And obviously, I'm simplifying it again, but it's like the best way I could put it.
You're adapting to your surroundings?
Yeah. Because, here's a perfect example. There's people in parts of Africa and the Himalayas and like parts of South America too, and Appalachias, and well, basically they live with a lot less oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're able to do fine. Also parts of New Mexico, I believe. Whenever they go down to lower elevations, they have a lot more endurance than other people because their cells have developed a way to process oxygen better. There's also people who use the reverse of this. There's some island off of the coast of somewhere where they can dive and hold their breath a lot longer than other people because their body has adapted a way to process that oxygen out.
I mean, humans are pretty adaptable creatures, wouldn't you say?
Now, I'd say that's an adaptation in that they could lose that in a couple of generations. If it was a truly evolutionary thing, it would be a defining feature that they would have even when it was to their disadvantage consistently.
Oh, okay. There's a bit of a difference. A
bit of a difference.
Tiny difference.
Significant and huge, but yeah.
I wish we would evolve with wings.
I wish we were to evolve with rocket feet. I win. Ha ha ha. Think about it. What about like our, what if our sweat was like, was it, we could react to oxygen?
We could stop allergies,
so
maybe?
So we could just like, you know, just sweat, like you drip and then it explodes under you and it gives you lift. Like, explosion. You have your pussy little wings. I'm going to set you on fire with my afterburners. You don't maybe know what evolution holds.
To not have allergies anymore, baby. Maybe.
Both.
Maybe, baby.
Maybe, baby. Yeah, I mean, with like technologies too. I feel like a technology is the faster way though. You don't want to just wait to evolve to it.
There is a way to like, I don't like, want to take off your sinuses, but like
fill them up. Yeah, we don't even need them. They should do that. Sinuses are dumb.
They are. But there is a way to like, you have to go through a surgery kind of thing.
I believe so. That seems like it might be worth it.
Stop allergies, right?
Well, it depends on them. The allergens aren't just in your sinuses; they're also in your skin. I don't think about people who are allergic to like peanut butter, which is a major allergy. You put that on their skin, and they'd start hiving up.
I guess the correct word would be seasonal allergies, right?
Man, well, no. Like I said, it's a whole bag of worms that I don't want to play with too freaking much.
Poland?
But I've heard there are different ways of people like doing super micro exposures and basically letting your body just much slower adapt to it. Uh-huh. Like have a smaller reaction. Okay, this isn't that bad. We could react to it. And then eventually it could ignore it entirely.
Ooh.
That's what I think.
I've seen a video of a guy who exposed himself to like rattlesnake venom.
I was so wondering where this is going. Yeah, that we could adapt to poisons and venoms.
And then he got to the point where he like let himself get bit by, what was it, a viper or like a
viper.
Cobra or something?
Cobra
like that?
Viper.
And he let himself get bit and he didn't go to like a hospital or anything, and they're saying that if someone did that, they would pretty much die. But since he adapted to it slowly and just like slowly injected, which is a terrible idea, don't do it.
Yeah,
because they're saying that it does like it
can cause damage to you, and it has
especially your heart.
Yeah,
so
it's because your heart, just like we were talking about earlier, does not like killing itself.
Yeah, so do you think we could adapt to have our heart start, or that would be more of an evolutionary?
Here's
trait?
The thing, our real quick with the adaptation, if he stops taking poison, he'll lose that immunity to it. It's the same thing with like people who overdose on drugs. It's usually somebody who's been a drug addict for a while. They build up a tolerance, and then later when they try it at that high tolerance, not knowing that their body has lost its tolerance for it.
Oh, so it's all like, okay. Yeah,
you have to keep it up.
Happens.
It's like exercise. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now you're asking, is there a way that we could?
Oh, maybe like, heart? Would it be an evolutionary trait for our heart to start healing itself? Would you say our heart heal?
Yes.
Does it heal at all?
It does a little, but it's very difficult, I think, to make it do anything.
Just besides what it's made to do?
Yeah. Like it's,
that's true.
It sucks. It is not an efficient organ. What is it? Mechanism.
Yeah. Should be. I mean, it's our most important thing besides our brain.
And the spinal cord. They got a lot of other important things. Yeah, here's a fun thing. There's a machine they can put you on. It's like a backpack. And if you don't, if you're waiting for a transplant, they put it on you. They take out your heart, and it pumps your blood for you.
Ah, okay.
You know what? Yeah, it's gross. But here's the thing. Whenever you do that, because it's a machine pumping your blood, you don't have a heartbeat.
That's got, super dope.
That's super dope. The guy's like, he said, yeah, it's super.
Make sure to plug it in every night, I guess.
When you go to sleep, plug it in every day. Make sure that thing gets charged. Basically, though, the guy said it's like it's beyond super quiet because you don't realize how much you could hear your own heartbeat.
Whoa, that's how crazy.
Weird is that? That's
I've seen. I saw a video actually today of a guy who had a heart transplant, and the surgeon was showing him what went wrong with his heart, and like with his actual heart in his hand. So he like kind of cut it, and then he like was showing him the insides of it and what went wrong. And I guess it was just like bad lifestyle choices. And he says that he does that to all his patients so that way to hopefully change their, because, you know, they can't do it again.
Yeah.
You know,
I had a coworker. She had some heart issues. They seemed to run in her family. A lot of genetic defects in their heart specifically. They knew she was getting a clog or something. So they were going to have to put like a stent or something, basically kind of a straw to reattach it and let the blood flow around it. She had some sort of weird mutation where she had an extra one of like these blood vessels or something in there. So they're like, oh, cool. I don't have to use that. So they just basically closed it off so that way it wouldn't cause a heart aneurysm.
Yeah.
And they took a picture of it. So then like she's in textbooks for having an extra freaking thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Would it be an evolutionary trait that she had it?
It was truly a mutation. And it was like it's something that might be passed down to her kids or might not. It is straight up a mutation.
Wow.
Yeah, like red hair or some other
weird
thing.
They just put like a McDonald's plastic straw just like kind of there so that way you could, you know.
If you ever have to pop a hole in somebody, remember to use a pin with the ink removed, not a straw. And they said too, like if you ever have to poke a hole in someone's neck, a straw, anything's better than nothing. Like if their vocal cords have closed off, but straws are too flexible. Mm. Also, it's horrible. Never do that.
So why would you have to do something like that?
If something gets clogged in there or sometimes if you have an allergic reaction in your throat, to bypass it. It's horrible.
They would just have to stab their throat.
You know, call 911 too. That would
Be
good.
Okay. I guess that's the first thing to do first, I guess. An aneurysm is just like a little like bloop in your heart.
It's either an air bubble or it's basically a disturbance in the stream.
I like how you knew what I was talking about with bloop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bubble. A bloop.
Sometimes it's a bubble. Sometimes it's a blood clot. Sometimes it's a chunk of something. But it's, or the best way would say a blockage.
Mm-hmm.
Of blood.
Is a heart attack just like...
No, the heart attack is usually really... That's the muscles just like speeding up like and like pumping in the wrong direction.
Oh,
it's just truly
okay.
Like your heart's freaking out. It's fibrillating. It's shaking up all over the place. So you apply
heart
a defibrillator.
Attack is your heart and a stroke is your brain, right?
That's correct. A stroke is in the brain, but an aneurysm can happen anywhere throughout your body.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere where there's blood. But yeah, you were correct. Now, I might be wrong, but I feel like that's right. Now, here's a fun fact.
Okay.
I used to install flooring.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Anyways, move on.
One time, we went to this house. It was a house for a ranch hand.
Uh-huh.
They're like, this is going to be a little easier than usual. We don't have to do as much. You just got to clean the floor. We're going to apply glue, throw the carpet on top. Real simple. I'll do this room. And it's like, there's a little spot in there. What happened was, there's a spot in the room that I was doing too, but the one in his was huge, and the cement was stained red. Because a ranch hand, guy, early 20s, had an aneurysm in his throat. And it made him start throwing up blood, but it filled up his lungs too fast. So there's a little bit of blood in the room I was in, but there's a lot more in the room that he was in. I don't know how long it took him to find him. Not too long, but the point is it's blood. Cement is very porous and it soaks things in. Blood like soaking into freaking everything. So there it sank. While I worked on thinking, man, this could happen to anybody. They need better aneurysm detecting technology. It just feels like way too scary.
Yeah.
Happened in a
stroke. It just happened at randomly like time.
Yeah, man.
While you're sleeping.
Yeah, while you're awake is the one. Imagine watching someone die. There's footage. A lot of times, some accidents happen. People just die or have a stroke on their car.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the real reasons, too. We need automated cars. You never know when someone's going to randomly die.
Yeah, and then they could accidentally hurt someone else.
Yep.
Even worse. Very scary thing. Anyway, so a lighter note.
What else?
Let's talk about the Mandela effect again, because I am amazed at this, and I know you're not, but I want you to be amazed.
No, I am. I know. I'm just saying. I'm at the point where I just accept that it's what's happening. There's nothing I can do about it.
Do you think that there's something up with the universe? Like, yep. There's something that we just don't understand that's just like...
There's something happening that's like there's a bit more than there is to meet the eye. Some sort of intelligence-driven force. It does feel like fate is a thing.
I've always...
Not always good. Not always bad. In my
head, I've always kind of... especially with religion and stuff like that, I've always kind of... I know we're getting into like deep subjects on this podcast, but...
We're trying to, but we're skimming water.
But, I know with religion and stuff like that, I always kind of think to myself, I'm sure us humans just really can't grasp what's really going on. And we're just trying to do our best to like make up, you know, with God and with stuff like that.
To figure stuff
where it's
out.
Like maybe because I mean, of course, like God is always portrayed as this huge being that's like, you know, overhearing everything and, you know, but. To us, that's how we can
make it obtainable and understandable.
Yeah, exactly. Understandable. Whenever it could be just something that is completely like we don't understand. Because, I mean, of course, if you took like a computer to, you know, 3,000 years ago, it's just so like they won't understand anything of this technology. It would be so unheard of for them. And it's just like crazy because they would never think anything like that. And that's kind of the way I think of how God would be. It's like so insane that we just won't be able to understand it. You know what I mean? And I just think that's how the whole universe is. Kind of chill with it. I'm kind of okay with it.
I like the idea that God, this force, this destiny, is sort of the AI itself. It's our self-awareness. We're a part of it. We're not the whole thing. Sort of semi the Gaia force, but not quite.
Well, there's that something theory there. Of everything is God, right?
Like there's that one. They basically, it's like, that's almost scary. That's scary in itself.
Yeah.
But maybe the whole thing of it, it's all touching us, intertwining. And it's like the thing I do affects you somehow. I think the biggest problem is like, well, if God is real or not, why do bad things happen? And it's like, because our concepts of a morality do not affect the weather. Where it's just like, that might be what God is more like. The weather. There's reasons for things happening, and they're neither good or bad. It's just the reason.
Do some people think that the sun is God?
Yeah.
Some people think that that anything is anything.
That's true. And there are lots of, you find a new point at something, and everybody thinks it's God.
That's true.
Also, too, there's sometimes people that. And here's the thing, that's just you. Crazy people would think that, but there's also sane people who are like, "This is what I get." Basically, whatever gives them life, that's the stream, is God. Because that are my ancestors are giving me this water to keep me alive. You know, God is the earth because this is what giving me life. This is what the positive. You know, and the evil is whatever's taking it away. The winter is evil. You know, the frost is evil. The fire is evil.
I guess that's a very... I feel like that's a very, like, melancholic way of thinking.
How?
I don't know. It's just, like, very chill, very kind of... maybe not melancholic, because melancholic is kind of depressing. But very calm way of thinking of it, you know, like, you know, whatever gives me life is God, and whatever or is, yeah, God, good, whatever is taking it away is evil.
Yeah.
Not, and evil doesn't have to mean a negative sense. It could just be like whatever's taking that life away.
Yeah. Our concepts of morality definitely comes from our language and our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not viewed the same throughout the world. I mean, heck, it's not viewed throughout the same through our culture. There's some people who just like truly are okay with death because they see it as part of the natural cycle, which means that it's good.
Yeah.
People see immortality as evil because it's stepping out of that cycle.
Oh,
people
who
see it as neutral because they realize that there's no difference between life and death, only our perception of it.
Do you feel like life would still have meaning if there was no death?
Yes.
Yes?
I think it would have more meaning.
Really?
Yeah.
You would have more time to do things. Our world would get very overpopulated.
Not if we all, like, walk outside of it. We can go on the oceans. We can float in the sky cities. We can go to the moon.
I so want to make sky cities. Sky, was it Sky High?
You can take your birds for flies. They put a leash on a pigeon and, you know, fly it around the yard.
we could go, and then there could be like sky civilizations and underground civilizations.
That's the thing too. We never go underground. We could go underground, make cities there.
So it would be like, there would be like a 3-story house for the world. It'd be like a 3-story world.
More stories, because there's still outer space.
Yeah.
There's alternate dimensions.
And it would just have to be like, what, closed off in a vacuum sealed.
We don't have to do that. Why would we have to do that? We're not closed off in a vacuum seal. Like, where did that come from?
Well, because you would be in space.
No, you wouldn't.
But that's what you just said.
Well, yeah, but those are space people, not sky people.
Okay, I'm sorry. So we evolved. Like in a station.
No, it's like you just could make it the building. Like how there's people in the satellite right now.
Uh-huh.
And you see how they're spinning around because they have, like, to give them gravity?
Uh-huh.
You just put that whole ring around the planet or just other systems. You just literally have, like, freaking space stations and people live in that.
Oh, okay. So, like, we have underground people. We have the surface of the Earth people. We have sky people. And then we have space people.
Yeah, but ultimately, they would probably just be people. It's like, yeah, you live in a basement. You're a ground person. You're a mole man. I can come up. Mom, man.
Do you feel like we would look differently? Yeah. We would look different from each other, like each.
No, I think we'd be in our. We'd move around enough. Like, there wouldn't be sky people because they'd, like, you know, yeah, man, I lived in the apartments, you know, over, you know, the Atlantic Ocean for a little bit. And then I came down to California to live with my dad. And then I lived in sub Texas for a bit with this girl that I was dating. But, you know, I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go to Mars High, you know. Not the actual one on Mars. That's like one of the branches that's just in orbit around the moon.
Yeah.
So he's not like a sky person. Ground. It's just like we're going to travel more. Oh, it'll be like there'll be more options to us. I hope that's what I hope for.
That's what I do hope for. Yeah. Instead of going to a whole nother planet, just like very like make sure this planet has nothing left before you leave.
No, I wanted to have more. I wanted to have like boom. I want to look down and there just be lights everywhere. And whenever I look at the moon, we can make the moon habitable again. There's technology. Really? Yeah. They said they believe that thing, was it a few million years ago or something? That for about 50 million years or so, the Earth had, the moon was habitable. It had atmosphere. Now, that doesn't mean anything was on it.
Yeah.
It means there was liquid water and it had an atmosphere because it had volcanic activity.
Well,
it
could have been.
And gravity.
Maybe like amiibos.
It could have been straight up plants.
Not amoebas, not the little statues.
Maybe. How do you know?
That's true. I don't know, man.
Well, my point is just like, no, I don't want humankind to be like locusts. I want us to be like our own thing of special. Of like, there's just, we're everywhere. And it's not overpopulation. We're just making everything better. When you look to the sun and it's like twinkling because there's like, you know, what is it? Freaking giant cities across it.
I guess we could think of the world as like a continent. And it's like, we didn't just use all of the continent and then leave.
Yeah, we expanded.
We used it to the best we could. And then we left. And we also like, now we have 2 continents. And then we had 3. And then we just kept expanding. So like our world would be like, no, we're going to a different world, but we're still going to be inhabiting.
Hey, there's always going to be people who want to stay behind and keep life going. There's always going to be people who want to move out.
Yeah. Like, oh, I just want to go with my friends to Mars, Dad.
Well, get out of here, son. Get out of here.
You Earthlings just don't understand.
You're an Earthling. I won't be anymore. Everywhere. That's my hope for humankind.
I also too, man.
I want everywhere. I want to be like, you see that star system? People there. Is there any place where we haven't been? A lot, son. Where literally everything you can see has been populated, so I can't point to it. But if you went to the edge of that universe, yes. And then you went to the edge of that one, yes. And then you went to the edge of that one, yes. Maybe you could find somebody who knows where we're not inhabited yet. Because we're all over the fucking place, kid. All over. Eat your space cereal. There's nothing there. Get it?
Would you, I want space drama.
They would just call it drama. Like what? What do you mean
space drama? Like I want alien drama. You know, like maybe some.
So we get to another planet, and they're like, "Great, they'll trade us gold for our poop. This is fantastic. We're the best species ever." And then like one day, like we get a distress beacon. What happened? And it's like, oh, they didn't want to wait for us to finish going poop. They're all up in our butts. They're all up in there.
They're all like, and then on Earth, they're like, they just traded us gold for diamonds. Because they poop diamonds.
That's fantastic.
That'd be awesome. Would you have a space girlfriend? Like an alien space girlfriend?
God, I'd pray for a regular girlfriend right now. So whatever the universe is willing to give me, I'll take it. Hey, what I thought you said you were bringing your girlfriend by. Yeah, she's a symbiote that lives in my blood.
Have you seen?
We are one.
There's a Rick and Morty episode where they all shoot. Who do they shoot? They shoot they're like on another.
I know they're on another planet. You don't got to say that part.
And they all shoot like who was it? Jerry, the dad.
Yeah.
And then he wakes up and they all thought like he had died, but they wake up and they're like, oh yeah. That
because they were on a gunshots. Space. They were on a space station with aliens.
Yeah, and they're like gunshots is like a minor wound to these aliens, so they fix you up right away. I'm like, oh, I can't wait for that.
It was good, just it was like death. Yeah, like yeah, we shot you to death, but yeah, this is a freaking alien planet. Technology is advanced.
That'd be cool. I want it to be like Halo. Maybe we could just. What if we live on Halo?
That's what I was saying earlier.
Really?
The space station is like that.
The space station is going to be Halo?
Yeah, we'll just probably end up calling it something stupid, though, like the SS Trump.
Yeah. What if Trump owned the whole Halo?
You know, that makes sense. I don't want any letters before my name. And then we'll the just covenant, call it the Trump.
And then the Covenant comes and...
That'll just be our sports.
And then we'll have Wars will be our sport. Chief, maybe?
In the future, Master Chief will just be some guy delivering your pizza in super advanced armor. Like Iron Man style is like, did you want extra mushroom? My mushroom friend is here with me, so no, we will not take part of his flesh. You're like, did you get that with extra human toes? Gross, John. Oh, stop being a dick.
He likes human toes on pizza.
Oh,
everyone knows pineapple on pizza is better.
Let's all kick his ass.
What space?
Here's a space thing real quick.
Okay.
There was a series I was reading. What was it called? The SCP files, right? kind of thing. Yes. And there was a spaceship that it was like it had been passed down from reality to reality with different aliens and even including alternate Earths. So that way they could use it to defend their planet from whatever, right? They never really got too far into that. And there's a part where, like, every alien species had added their own things to it. And they said they had to be real careful because a lot of people died from accidentally killing each other. For instance, there was a race of giants on there, and they left a message that they decrypted saying, danger, unshielded radiation core. And then there was another one written by some sort of insect race, and it said, rejoice, nutrition. Right? Yeah. There was a gun that it gave off what is it? Whenever you had to be careful when you're using because it gave off a microwave burst or like an ultraviolet burst as a backlash. So it would shoot out the beam and it would like whatever and it didn't really affect anybody. Uh-huh. But there was that species of aliens. They're like, we accidentally blinded ourselves with this. Why wouldn't it be shielded? So they're like, because they're talking to each other with graffiti that they scratch in on the wall. Uh-huh. Or like, you know, they put post-it notes up even. there's one scene where they're like, they're eating, what is it? They have a cafeteria.
Yes.
And it was like producing some sort of, plants and other things that were generating. And they're like, these guys are using this for that. That's weird. And for some reason, in the restroom, right, they had like a sign up like, if you're shedding your skin, please don't flush it down. It clogs it up. And there was also a machine that produced a protein sort of mix, right? And they're like, oh, this is pretty good too. But it's like, it's in a weird spot. And then that was marked on the wall. And then right under that, someone said, oh my God, are you actually consuming the skin graft machine's byproduct waste or some shit like that? Oh, because wow. Some of them, their waste things was like nutrition for a different species.
Yeah.
And it's like how they interpreted different things. You know, like, oh yeah, this wing had like useless gold on it. So we stripped it off and filled it with wood. It's like, you know, it's freaking hilarious. Like how different we are from different species. Of course, there's always the thought that we're just alone and nothing's going to happen to us because everything's shit.
I mean, it's like termites. It's like termites thrive on what? Wood? Yep. Do they eat wood?
They eat wood.
Eat wood.
And you know, there's wood, some types of wood we can eat. Like if you peel off the bark of some types of them and while it's still wet, you could eat that.
Maple?
No, there's a few different trees. I feel like it's most of them you could eat. It doesn't give you a super high amount of nutrition. It's mostly fiber and it's not great for you, but there's something.
That's what our body wants, right? It just looks for the more nutritious, nutritious.
I mean, here's the thing. If you ate just grass, you would die, correct?
Yes.
But cows grow to be tons, and they can eat grass all the day.
All the day.
And it has to do with like something about like the bacteria. We need to eat cow poop is what I'm saying. To get their bacterias. So think about it. We could just eat grass all day.
That would be, I mean, that would solve the hunger.
Mm. Oh, also too, is that that's why they have like five stomachs, because they have to digest it and digest it and digest it again.
Until they poop it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just eat it.
Yep.
So that way we can grow five stomachs.
Delicious cow poops.
What if we had five stomachs?
Well, we wouldn't have room for them, so we'd have to carry them around in a backpack.
That'd be dope.
And or maybe you can have like a bar on top of you.
Uh-huh.
So you got like a four, like how they used to have really big shoulder pads in the 80s. You'll have like a bar across and have like two stomachs on each arm. Boom.
I mean, you could eat a lot now.
I know, that'd be totally dope. Yeah, you just pull out this stomach, let it keep digesting, put it in my backpack, pull out a fresh one. But like, no, you fill up one stomach at buffet only. It says all you can eat. That's an old sign. I'm like, yeah, well, I think it's pretty racist that a white guy is doing that accent. You don't tell me what to do. Maybe this is the operation to make my eyes look wider.
Like,
we went to high school together, Dick. My name is Derek. Derek. You know, that's the thing they do, is the surgery to make their eyes look rounder in parts of Asia.
I've only seen the whole like eyelid, and double eyelid surgery stuff.
Is there a way to make you think like our eyes look more Asian?
Take out weed. A single eyelid.
Weed.
Because what do they do? They add more skin, right?
Dude, I don't know, man. I've been trying to think about it. It seems like they'd have to take some away, wouldn't they? To make it open up more? They add a fold. There's a fold in there.
Yeah.
That they don't have. So they do a way to like trim it, and they put the fold in there, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that weird? I feel like if there wasn't, if Asians or the eye thing wasn't there, nobody would think to fucking do that.
Yeah.
What's the evolutionary benefit with that?
Nothing.
That we know
of. They just want to look pretty, and we look pretty.
No, but I mean, like, why do they have that at all? Like, I know melanin, like the color of your skin being darker or lighter, has to do with like supposedly absorbing nutrients from the sun. But what about the squinty eyes? Why?
Maybe they adapted so that way they don't have to squint. They don't have to put an effort whenever the sun is up.
Maybe there's some sort of weird animal that like gave off radiation, and like that helped them block it out, like a weird dinosaur.
That'd think be about pretty it. Cool.
Why is there an electric eel? What?
Whenever you're ready to wrap it up.
Or just to say, for all the people who are like, this is weird, this is blah, blah, blah. Think about this. There's an electric eel. Electricity don't do well in water. That's why it's its defense. On the other hand, it also hurts the eel. How did that shit evolve? What is possible with evolution?
So wait, the robots. Electric eel actually gives off electricity?
Yep.
Like actual electricity?
Electricity. You could turn on a light bulb with that shit.
But it hurts him.
It does. They have to have like special fat around their brain to keep it from like shocking it. Like I think they said like most of its body is battery. The rest of it's insulation like around its head. And there's only very little actual fish.
And like bees are like what? Honeybees? Are they the ones that their stinger comes out whenever they...
Yep. They're hooked.
Yeah. I've seen them. They can actually, like, if you don't want them to die.
Yeah.
It's because you like swat them away so fast that their stinger comes out. But like if you'll see that they'll struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll like get it out and they'll...
No, leave. They rip it off. I've seen pictures where they fly off and it rips out their intestines.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like if you wanted to survive them.
Some of them,
but most of them it rips them out. It's a weird thing.
Yeah. Because I've seen like...
If you wanted to survive, you'd have to take them out the same way you do take out their stinger. Get like a credit card and slide it out and just force the hook out of your skin. Major thing too. They get that and wasps, which are way more aggressive. Because they're smooth, they can just sting the shit out of you.
What a bunch of bitches.
Fuck you, wasps.
I bet you there's a wasp listening to this, and he's like...
A lot of white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Guys, we love you all. Check us out on our things.
Well, check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Stitcher. Ooh, I remembered all of them.
No, you didn't. You had a phone in front of you. Find me on Twitter, RODEZM8, @. That was before all that other stuff.
And then you can find me on Instagram, Joe_Re1.
Talk to us on Bigger Thumbs Up. thefootballpodcast@gmail.com.
We love you guys, and we will be back for another amazing thumbs up cast. Later, guys.